10 files here? I don't know. Okay, next up is the legislative report.
Bouncing off of Doug, calling Dorothy Palander and Dave Burke tomorrow. So they're supposed to start the conference committees next week, so I understand. I wanted to update a couple of things that we talked about in April. The high school internships that we talked about, where you can get businesses can get a tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
That it's only had two committee hearings since it was referred. So there was supposed to have been a committee hearing today, but that was canceled. So that's moving kind of slowly. But there was something that was back on June 11th, the PSEO program. Representative Hagan introduced legislation to create a sub-program that would permit students to participate in certified apprenticeship programs. And so on June 11th, they had their first hearing sponsor for that, which I thought sounded kind of interesting. The write-up they had in Gong Wars, she said that, you know, so far there hasn't been anyone in opposition to it, any of the programs who would have these apprenticeships, that the unions were fine with it and, you know, all the different trade associations thought that it would probably be a good idea.
Oh, that'd be great.
So, but I didn't see anything happen on it other than that first hearing, and that was just sponsored testimony back on June 11th. So I would imagine probably not much else is going to happen with that until they get back from their summer break. One thing that I think maybe Amy talked about earlier, school security, and this was just introduced yesterday, which would authorize a Board of Education or governing authority of a school to enter into an agreement with a volunteer who is a current or retired law enforcement officer to patrol school premises, to prevent or respond to a mass casualty event, to generally provide to a Board of Education or governing authority of a school, and to such a volunteer, immunity from civil liability for injury, death, or loss arising from the volunteer services, and to provide a tax credit for volunteer service.
I imagine that'll fly right through.
They're also using, in some districts I've heard, also using ex-military.
Mm-hmm.
As far as law enforcement officers. Mm-hmm.
Well, this piece of legislation only authorizes law enforcement. And then it actually, the list or database is manned by the county sheriff, and the person who wants to apply for this has to pay for their own background check. The school district may reimburse them. And then the school district would just request a current list from the sheriff's department. And right now it's set a limit of 9 hours per week for the volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can request $2 per hour up to a maximum of $500 for a tax credit for the year. And then they're also allowed a carryover from year to year.
Any required training they have to go through to keep current or anything like that?
Well, they have to be in good standing. That, you know, they have to, everything you would have to have otherwise as a law enforcement officer,
mm-hmm.
you have to have, and you have to be in good standing. No disciplinary action pending, anything like that.
It would probably follow where they'd be like on the auxiliary.
Right, okay.
Where they would have to, you know, like maybe every so often qualify.
That's what I mean. I mean, you're like, you know.
Is there an annual kind of?
Exactly.
The military that is doing, like in some of these schools, they're not hearing. They're actually standing out in front of the schools.
Okay.
And just so if someone comes up to the school, you know, and they're not aware of who they are, this and that, to be able to have a person on the front side before they get inside.
Just have a radio on them or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was introduced by Representative DeVitas. And another piece of legislation that was introduced, and actually it may have been introduced April or May, is more high school curriculum for world history. And that's had a couple of hearings. And now they've got a substitute. I was talking to one of the senators, and it sounded like for a school district like ours with all the history classes we offer, that would be no big deal because we could, you know, we wouldn't have to change anything to cover it. But, and that's it.
All right. Thank you.